Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio, I've got Joe Wilson. Morning, Joe.
Kia ora, kia ora.
And we've got a surprise because Joe's mum, Lynn, is here as well. Morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
So you're over from the UK for a bit of a visit, are you?
I am. I've come for 4 to 5 weeks, yes.
Okay.
First time
that's
ever
good.
To
right.
New Zealand.
Oh, you're going to enjoy a good cyclone in a few days, by the
looks
of it.
Yes, so I understand, yes.
Yeah. We had family over from Scotland a little while ago, and they enjoyed the rubbish we had a couple of weeks ago, so... Yeah.
Have you got a family from Scotland? Have you?
Oh, my sister-in-law's married an English guy and they're living in Scotland at the moment.
Oof,
so
great.
Yeah, it's quite cold over there, I hear.
Yeah.
So we got Joe in because there's a live and local gig tonight at the Old School Arts Centre. What time's that happening, Joe?
I think doors open at 7.
Yeah.
And I think music starts about 7:30.
Okay, and there's 3 people playing.
Yep.
Do you know who the other two are? All right.
No, but one guy, is it Reynas?
I've been worried that I've been mispronouncing his name all week.
He Instagrammed me and said, oh, hey, bro, can't wait to meet you.
Yeah.
So Reynas.
Reynas Janaeus. How do you say that?
Yeah, Reynas.
We're in trouble here.
Janaeus.
I've been hoping someone will call me and tell me. And Celestial Festival, who I don't know.
I don't know.
No,
that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Do you know if you're first, second, or third, Joe?
I am second.
You're second on stage. All right.
Penny told me that I think Celestial is playing half of her set at the start, and then I'm playing for half an hour, and then she does another bit after her interval, and Reynas finishes off.
Do you think Celestial Festival is actually somebody called Celeste? Maybe it's a pun?
Is she she's local, isn't she? So,
yeah. Okay, so over to Lynn. Tell us about Joe. What was he like as a boy? Did he a lot of trouble, bit of a handful? Get in trouble a lot?
When he was very small, he did the most mega tantrums. It was you could never tell when they were going to happen, and then it was just all hell let loose. And
got those under control these days,
well,
though, right, Joe?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Medication.
Yeah.
Oh no, but Joe has an energy and an enthusiasm about him and stuff. So often those kids who are like the kind of hard work when they're young, if you can hold them together, then you get this person who's coming and playing music for us
and is
great with kids and things like that.
Yeah.
So And was he? Did he play music as a kid? Did you have music in the house? How did that all come about?
Well, piano, guitars. We just sort of messed about a little bit, didn't we? But then I thought, did it take off in your teens, really, playing guitar and stuff?
Hmm.
Gosh, I just had a big birthday, you know. I've got to remember back to this.
Right. It's a while ago. Joe looks like he's struggling as well.
Mum's 95.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I don't think she is, folks. I think that's a joke.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That would make you how old?
Yeah.
60.
I was the big 4-0 the other week. That was my big one the other
you've
day.
You've gone through there.
How's it
going?
I've transitioned.
Transitioned into a...
topical?
Yeah.
Into a 40-year-old, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we play a song?
Yeah.
Because that...
Are we playing it?
Yeah, you guys are going to... Not me. So this is going to take a second to sort out because we've got to shift that microphone and get it round to your... guitar, one for your mouth, one for your guitar, and Mum will have to put up with not being interviewable.
Don't wheel down them steps, Mum. Just stay at the top there.
Maybe she is 95 and then we've got to keep her away from the edge of the stairs.
Oh dear, we've lost one down the stairs.
All right, so I will do the mixing and tell us what the song is if you've worked out what it's going to be yet.
I don't think I really talk too much about what songs are about, to be honest with you, Aaron. I just sort of play when they're pretty self prescriptive, I think.
So, has this song got a name?
This one's called Purest Gold. So, I just wrote this one the other day.
Yeah.
I think I wrote this one, 2 days ago.
Okay.
Called it a fast one, so.
All right. So, we've done no pre planning for the mixing, so I'm just going to wing it and try and make it sound good.
I've been thinking about all the things we say to each other when we feel hurt and pain. It's the words we use, it's that turn of phrase. It can break your heart, it can drive you away. Out in space, drifting so long, all the days we waste. There will never be someone quite like you, lighting up my dark, kiss away my blues. Every second, dear, every memory locked inside my heart, living on in a dream. Oh, we know deep in our bones when love is real. There's nothing left to say, and nothing that we would have changed. So the dance goes on and we bump and sway to the melody in our clumsy way. You should always know that the love you bring is the purest gold, such a beautiful thing. How we feel runs through our veins when time will
folks. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Joe Wilson live in the studio. Oh, do we have to call you Joe John Wilson?
No. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we do.
No.
That's your stage name, because, well, there already was a Joe Wilson.
There's too many Joe Wilsons. I've got a common name, so you have to think outside the box.
Lynn, can we ask you about that? Why'd you give him a common name?
Well, actually,
can you join that the mic?
Yeah.
There we go.
Is that better?
There we go. Yeah.
Well, do you want to know his real name?
It's not Joe. What's his real name?
It's Joseph Matthew John
Wilson.
Joseph Matthew John, after the apostles.
Mm. Ooh, it wasn't intentionally that. But
oh, right. Okay. Well, you weren't going there, but that's what happened. Joseph.
Joseph, I didn't have a choice Matthew in this.
Yeah, but how do you feel about Joseph, though? Because you tell everyone you're called Joe, so.
Well, I've never been called Joe. Well, no one's ever called me.
Only when you were naughty, and then it was.
There's one guy. Yeah. Called
the
me.
Full name comes out when kids are naughty.
He was German. My German teacher at school. He used to get angry, and I think he saw the register. And some registers said Joe. Some said, well, he said Joseph, obviously.
Yeah.
He's like Joseph, and I was like, is he German or just really Yorkshire? I never really knew. He just sounded angry. Just fit with the whole German vibe.
That's school in the UK. So The song, you are writing songs quite often. I see you on, or are you writing often, or I see you on Facebook doing some
I
stuff
try
on Facebook
and
Live.
I try and just not really much anymore. I was a busker obviously for like 4 years. That was, I guess, I dedicated that time to just writing songs and living around that as the focus, so I could put a lot of time and energy into starting an idea and finishing it.
Yeah.
Whereas now with work as the main priority, that's not music. It's easy to start songs. It's hard to finish them, I find. So,
what's required to finish it? Like, is it the last bit of lyrics, or is it like?
For me,
middle eight.
The middle eight. I don't think I've ever done one of them.
Haven't you? I'm not a musician.
I'm not that talented.
I heard that phrase. I thought it would sound impressive.
I think for me, finding an idea is quite easy, just a melody.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Noel Gallagher when he talks about songwriting, is you don't write songs, you just catch them.
Yeah.
So you have to be an empty vessel as such. That's what he calls it. I think that's what everyone I ever hear of says the same thing. So a melody gets you in a mood. And then if you've got a clear head, then you can catch whatever comes out.
Yeah.
And start quickly trying to catch it with a pen and paper when it's coming out and revisit it quickly so you don't lose it. But then normally there comes a point where you get stuck or you run out of time in the day.
Yeah.
And you come back to it and you can never kind of quite get back to that part again.
Okay.
But if you've got work and things to do, then it's harder to stay in that zone for very long or to clear your head.
Yeah.
To be an airhead, basically, not in that way, but...
Yeah, and so, do you have to, if you're dealing with stress, do you have to kind of find a way to get park that so you can write music?
Yeah, I guess...
doesn't seem to be a problem, you sort of...
No, I don't. I think music de-stresses me.
Right.
So picking up the guitar is a de-stress, like an instant thing. Pick up the guitar, I'll play on the piano, and it's an unwinding thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Writing songs becomes stressful when you... I think for me, previously, I was able to write songs quite quickly and quite a lot.
Yeah.
Get into a routine like anything, and now I have less time for it, that it becomes more of a stress. When I have an idea, I get a bit stressed at the thought of, oh no, I'm not going to be able to finish this.
Yeah.
And that annoys me. And then so, but doing this little gig has been nice because it's given me an incentive to try and finish a few songs.
Okay, so there'll be some new ones.
So like I tried to finish one for about 2 days and I couldn't, and then that one came out in about an hour from start to finish.
Right.
So that one wrote itself in an hour. Often I find that happens.
Yeah.
So that took an hour start to finish.
It's funny, yeah. Sometimes with creative stuff, there's something's happening in the back of your mind. You're not aware of it. You're doing something else.
Yeah.
And it's, somehow it might be feeding into what the creative stuff that's happening unconsciously. But then the thing comes out. Like I used to be involved in design, so...
Yeah.
And you would be struggling for quite a while, but that's still putting data into your creative brain, and then all of a sudden, when it's ready, it just comes.
That's it, yeah. I mean, I think I think if you spend your days observing things and people and behaviours or whatever, or nature, it's all data in the bank, and then when you sit down with an instrument, whatever it is, could be a year later, and you have something, it's all in there, and as long as you sort of blank out your logical brain and just use whatever's left.
Whatever comes
out.
Well, that's actually the other half of your brain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we think the logical. We think it's, in our culture, we think it's all about the logical brain, but there's a whole other part of brain that's much more intuitive there.
Yeah.
Do you is music writing therapy for you? A lot of people I interview, that it seems to be a source of therapy for them.
It's definitely therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going to say exactly what. No. Can we tell from the lyrics?
Dr. Aaron. Nah, it's just therapy. I think whatever.
Honestly,
it could
people...
be something in the moment, or it could be something that I reflect on from years before.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that it's relevant now. It's just something that popped in.
Right.
I guess I quite write. I remember when I was busking, where was it? In Brighton, in England. It's quite a party town.
Yeah.
And I'd busk in them. I like doing, there's lots of buskers there. You all have different shifts. You all sort of work out where you're going to play at what time.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I like the seafront. It was a bit more mellow, away from the busy part of town. Because it's like folky songs that I'm writing. And a lot of people on their come downs from the night before and would find my melancholic, sad music and be like, I got quite a reputation for making people cry.
But it was all the people still a little bit drunk, but getting into the hangover phase.
Yeah, all just coming down from that high going, what's he just said? Oh, my God, yeah. But I think, yeah, so for me, it's just it's what it is.
And Lynn, as a parent, did you have ambitions for Joe? For how he should be living his adult life, what career he should have? Was busking on the street?
Well, actually, what I mostly remember is just sport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of football?
Hockey, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, his dad and his sister were all hockey players.
Okay.
And so that sort of dominated in terms of activities as they went through their teens. But I don't really remember when you actually started... You like listening to music, but I don't remember really when you started playing it.
Well, I played it... Mum plays music because she reads music, reads the music, and Dad plays it more. Well, he doesn't read music, And I'm not very good at reading music, so I play it more like him.
Okay.
So I listen to it by ear, and I guess. And then I remember at school, everyone wanted to be in a band, and I wanted to be a lead guitarist. So I remember trying to play lead guitar, but I just wasn't good at it. And then we had a rhythm guitar. Chris Breen was on. He was on drums. Matthew Jordan. These people's names there. One was on the rhythm guitar, and was the singer as well. I thought I was a lead guitarist. And then someone else came and played lead guitar. It was 10 times better than me. I was like, oh, I'm out. There's nowhere else to go. So no one had a bass guitar. So that's why I just like the idea of playing and song on your own. So
right.
I had to learn to sing. And I'm not a very good singer. So strumming chords and singing songs. So I always liked the whole package. I wasn't bothered about the band.
You've been rude about your own singing before when I've interviewed you.
Yeah.
And said that you just sing because you have to sing, but people's voices, people can improve their voices.
Thanks, Owen.
Well, no, I'm like, I'm not a music expert.
So you're
I'm
saying there's hope.
Well, I'm wondering if you feel like that's happened. That's what I'm.
Nah, I mean, it's ironic, isn't it? Because, I mean, I listen to singers, and there's obviously singers that are just incredible.
Mm.
And I'm not like that. But then I think of Bob Dylan or singers like that. It's more my thing, you know, it's just telling stories. And you have to try and make it a bit musical along the way. But for me, it's like a big intimidation factor for that. I always get in massively nervous, I think.
But talent is not the same thing as the ability to engage an audience, right?
No.
And connect with an audience and bring an emotional place to them, is it?
Well, I mean, truthfully, I know Mum will say to it, but she loves a big voice. She, you know, loves someone's got a real unique voice, don't you? She always does.
Laughing, I like all sorts of different kinds of voices.
Yeah, but she loves her. She loves her. Someone who can belt a tune out. It's got that whole soul vibe, and it's great. I never particularly engage with it because I don't ever feel particularly moved by it.
Oh, by the display of skill.
No, and I respect it massively.
Yeah,
but I don't feel anything when I listen to it. But I do when someone just about gets through a song and the lyric is poignant.
Yeah.
That for me is that's all I'm bothered about.
And
that's just for me, though, you see.
Yeah, and like the emotional place they're going with the song is taking them to the edge of their ability.
Yeah, and I'm with them. Like, you know, it's something good about that.
Mm.
I mean, Mum got me into years ago listening to Jackson Browne. Obviously, he's a big influence. He's coming. I'm going to go and see him.
Really?
Coming to New Zealand. But I listened to some of his interviews, and he's ridiculously self-conscious about his voice. He always has been. Because he thinks he couldn't sing. He said he was always worried about it, always trying to change it. He was always insecure. Because at the time, you've got all them big soul singers and these big voices. And he's like, oh, I just write these songs that go on a long time and try and stay in tune. And, you know.
I'm just trying to stay in tune.
There's a real insecurity to it. But I found busking, I could sing a lot better because I wasn't bothered what people thought, you see. With gigs, I found way more intimidating.
There's a freedom in busking?
Yeah.
The last Live and Local I went to, the Blister Sisters played, which is a ukulele group, ukulele supergroup,
cool.
Basically I described them. And there's something about the ukulele where you can't take yourself seriously playing a ukulele. And there were, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 of them. And all ladies from Raglan Because you don't take yourself too seriously, it was just really fun.
Yeah.
And they were awesome. Like, I was not expecting to enjoy it, like really enjoy it. But but just the sense of fun carried through. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
It is. I think that's the truth of it, you know. And I don't know, like, I'm a bit of a clown 90% of the time. But the songs are quite a contrast to that. So it's quite... Well, let's go.
The serious.
Let's all get depressed together for four minute blocks at a time.
Shall we depress our audience one more time before we wrap up the show? I've gone a little bit over, but you went. Joe turned up, folks, and put his guitar down while I was interviewing Dennis and then disappeared again. I was actually up the street. I thought maybe he's gone to see Mike at the community house.
Sorry, we went down the street and then we both needed the toilet, so it's the toilet and then came back.
Well, luckily I'm in charge here, so I can just run the show late if I feel like it. So we're doing that.
Aaron does what he wants.
Within reason.
He's a rock, bloody rock star.
I do what I want within reason. So let's get the mics back in place. Lynn, nice to meet you. Nice to have you on the air. I know you weren't expecting
nice
to do that.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just going to get the mics back in place, get Joe behind the mic again. We've got the mic that Lynn was using. We're going to put in front of the guitar. Right now, Joe's looking for a pick. It's very important. And then when he's pulling that clampy thing on, I'm just having to commentate so there's no silence.
Oh, right. All
yeah,
silence.
Now the mic, okay, you can hear the mic's coming over. We'll just make sure
it's
that.
It's a bit louder, this one on the guitar, then strumming a bit. So this one I wrote the other day as well, real fast. So that's why I'm quite excited. I'm only playing them because they're the newest thing, so it's nice.
That's fine. It's all good.
Hang on a minute, how's this one go?
This, yeah. Don't ask me.
We ready?
It's enough, 'cause it's enough, and they'll understand. Just give it up, just give it up. And the old man sings at the bar, sings alone.
You're listening to The Morning Show. That was Joe Wilson. Nice track, Joe. That's his latest one. What was that called?
Aging Heart.
Aging Heart. Is that because you've just turned 40?
Yeah.
Can we put the mic back to Lynn? Maybe it has to go over the top there. And just make sure the plug's back in the back properly.
Yeah.
Lynn, I'm a parent. I love watching my kids do things. They're not musical, but they're sporty, and I love it. Do you enjoy watching Joe perform?
Musically?
Yeah.
Yes,
I Yeah, not, oh, yeah. Not like playing up.
No, no, yeah. I thought you meant about the sports side of it.
No, no, just no, yeah.
The music. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, music's one of the big things in my life, and I can't write a song or play there.
Whoop, there goes the... Joe, what'd you do with the mic? It's,
I can't really play anything very well, but it's great. I think it's a fantastic thing to be able to do what he does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Joe, you're performing tonight at Live and Local. Give us the times again so everybody knows.
I think doors open at 7,
yep.
So come get a drink and then just chill. I think the music starts at 7:30.
And you'll be on stage about what time?
I don't know, 7:45.
Just get there at the start, folks.
Just get there at 7:30 or something. 7:30.
Yeah. Celestial Festival,
yep.
Playing either side of you, and Reynis Jonaeus.
I think he's really good. Like, he does the guitar, crazy guitar stuff.
You're going like, what's that hand movement?
You know, they do all that stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Like, finger tapping.
Finger tapping and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, we don't know much about Reynis. Okay,
he's from Europe. I've seen him. I think his family are ticket touring around in a little car around New Zealand. And he's playing gigs everywhere he goes.
Is that right?
So it's real. He's got a way better story than me. Yeah.
Yeah, we should have got him in.
Yeah.
No, it's always, it's great. Joe, I love having you in. It's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. You're a legend. Thank you so much for all you're doing in the community. Superstar.
All right, folks, that's the end of the show for the day and for the week. I'll be back again, and we actually have a Monday next week, so look out for that.